Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of 2 Peter chapter 2, we were talking about allowing the new nature to control our hearts, to keep us from giving into our lust. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
First John 3:9 tells us the new nature does not sin that we have in us. However, because we have that old nature and it does sin, then the new nature must sit on the throne of our heart. And when the new nature does not sit on the throne of our heart and we give into the desires of this life, then we vex that new nature. We grieve it and we pain it. We allow it to be tortured and pained by allowing our minds and bodies to look on or participate in the lust of the flesh. Yes, my friend, even when we just go out of the will of God and no longer do those things that He'd have us to do, and the fleshly lust to seek for ease and comfort has overcome us, and that vexes God's Spirit. Lot had become a permanent resident of Sodom. Before, he dwelt in tents when he stayed with Abraham. He pitched his tents toward Sodom, but then he became a permanent resident of Sodom. He was not a transient. Now, my friend, we need to understand we are to be pilgrims here. As the old song says, this world is not our home. We're just passing through. Our treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. You see, our citizenship is in heaven. Unfortunately, too many Christians have abandoned standards, while others are living with this life only goals in mind. They may have a dose of fundamentalism to make them feel good, but that's about as far as it goes. It makes them feel good to go to a fundamental church and ease their conscience. And yet, they're living with only this life's goals in mind instead of eternal goals. And Lot did this from day to day. This wasn't a one-time thing. It was an ongoing thing. Perhaps you've done the same when you say, I know I shouldn't be doing this, but... Oh, the weakness and the patheticness of one who has trusted Christ for salvation, but then they are too wimpy to trust Him to sustain them if they stand. You see, we don't have a problem believing 2 Timothy 3:12, yea, and all those that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. We believe that. However, we seem to lack belief in Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. If you suffer persecution to 2 Timothy 3:12, you can endure it because you can do all things through Christ. So don't just believe 2 Timothy 3:12 without believing Philippians 4:13. Luke chapter 1, verse 37, it says that with God, nothing shall be impossible. Isn't it interesting that most teachers today use this portion here in 2 Peter to tell you that Lot represents those raptured, and Noah, in verse 5, represents those saved during the tribulation. And I don't necessarily deny that. That may be a good analogy. But don't overlook the spiritual lesson that's in here for us today. Don't get caught up in this religious hedonism that abandons doctrine, that seeks one's pleasure and says that must be satisfied first, even in our worship. Do you realize that there are people that go around in the community and they find, well, if the community is a country music community, then that's what they're going to have in their church. If it's a high society music of say, classical or something of that nature, that's what they'll have in their church. And if it's a rock music society, then they'll have that in their church. And the idea is we're going to be user-friendly. In other words, what do people like? Instead of asking themselves, who is the worship about? And what is holy and acceptable unto him? Oh, my friend, don't be suckered in by popular religious entertainment and the feel-goodism of today. I believe that if Jesus Christ were here bodily today, just like when he saw the money changers in the temple and chased them out with the scourge of cords, I believe that if he saw the rock music and everything else that's going on in churches today and the preachers that are preaching this feel-goodism, don't offend anybody, so avoid as much truth and water it down as much as you can. Oh, no, my friend, if he saw that and heard that, I believe that he'd cleanse the temple again. I believe that he'd go through our churches and chase them out. Now, we look at 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. It says, "The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished." Now, we've been looking at examples of that. We saw Noah, we saw Lot, we saw the angels that fell as opposed to those that did not fall. And so, he's been illustrating this for us in this chapter. And the examples are seen for us there, and then in verse 9, he's showing us the power of God. God knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations, that is, out of these trials, these great testings. Now, Lot was a just man. The Scriptures say that he was. And if the Scripture says it so, then it's so. In John chapter 10, verses 27 through 30, we read this. Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." My friend, Lot was a just man because he was in the hand of God. Not God in his hand. He was in God's hand. But Lot suffered because of his identification with those who were traversing the devil's path. Lot is saved so as by fire. He lost everything in Sodom but his eternal life. It's typical of Christians who've lost all eternal rewards and are saved so as by fire. We look at the life of Lot, and we'll find out later he ends up living in a mountain in a cave. And his daughters, being alone with him, think that they're not going to be able to have children. There's no men around, so they get their own daddy drunk a couple nights in a row. And his two daughters get pregnant by their own daddy. And from that union, Moab and Ammon are born. Born from incest. And ever since, we never see anything good in the Bible about Moab and Ammon. Oh, my friend, sin has a terrible price. Lot is in heaven now, and he's been there for over 3,500 years, but saved so as by fire. The Bible lets us know that in heaven we'll be known even as we are known. My friend, we'll know as much about you as we know about Lot or any other Bible character. Now, as bad as that is about Lot, just realize the next thing, the unjust are reserved to the day of judgment for punishment. Job chapter 21, verse 30 states, "The wicked is reserved to the day of destruction. They shall be brought forth to the day of wrath. Now, my friend, those are solemn words. A wicked man, an unsaved man, may have many prosperous years in this earthly life. All of his years may be prosperous, and they may be long. But he'll die and one day face eternity without Christ. The end of all the ungodly, that is, those without God, is to be punished. Now, my friend, delayed judgment by God is never, never, never a sign of indifference. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8, we will read, "But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day." See, don't look at those things as God just suddenly being indifferent. No. No, he's long-suffering, not indifferent. As sure as the word of God's mercy, so too is the word of his wrath. These false teachers today that make merchandise of you, they may seem successful and safe, but God, one of these days, will destroy them. Remember, the judgment seat of Christ happens before the great white throne. The judgment seat of Christ is where Christians are judged, those that are saved are judged. The white throne is where the unsaved are judged. So don't be surprised if you see the wicked prosper now. Don't be surprised that there may be some those out there that are evangelists and preachers, and they are misleading so many multitudes. If they are saved, they'll be saved so as by fire. Now, my friend, please understand, hell is a reality. There are those who will not preach that because they think, well, that's negative. It's negative not to preach it, my friend. It's negative not to warn you that hell is a reality. You need to be prepared to meet God. For every one of us shall give an account of himself unto God. Now, notice, after these statements, he then goes in the verses 10 through 12 here of 2 Peter chapter 2. He says, "But chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise government. Presumptuous are they, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. Whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusation against them before the Lord. But these, as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption." This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.